Hi, are you there?
Hello, this is Koen.
Oh, Koen! My goodness! I'm so glad you're on!
Yeah, I can only stay for a short time, so, but I'll talk to you about making different arrangements. I'm going to do some more research, and then I can come back and give more information.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that you could get on. I was hoping my instructions were plain enough.
Yep, they were. but if nothing else, I could say a couple of sentences about, the HMO wheat and the fermented bread that, you know, does different things for people with wheat allergies. So.
Well, you know, sometime I might have you do that. We have we have an outline of what we're going to cover this morning, but I just was telling my daughter-in-law and son and husband last night about what you're doing.
Yeah, we should talk. We should talk. Because I will talk to a doctor that has some information on this. So.
Oh, good. Okay, well, are you signed in?
No, I'm not online.
You didn't go to the WebEx?
No, I'm still at work. I only can stay on for a short time, so...
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Donna, you're on, aren't you?
I'm on.
Okay. This is Koen. He's the one I was telling you about last night. You know that... Well, Koen, where do you live back east?
I live in southern New Hampshire.
Yeah, and he's the one who's a baker, and he is writing a book on baking bread without gluten.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to be correct, it's on fermented bread with no yeast added into it, and so the gluten are being digested, and it changes the whole quality of the gluten.
Yeah. Well, anyway. It'll be interesting to see what Koen comes up with.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see, we still have a few minutes here before people come on.
Morning, Koen. I'm here, Koen.
Oh.
Okay, great.
Who's me?
Monty.
Oh, Monty. You're the reason why we could open up the WebEx, huh?
I hope so.
Well, I when I woke up this morning, I thought, oh my gosh, Bruce never really told me, and I'm sure hoping Monty knows what to do. But anyway, I'm glad you're on. Did you hear me talking with Koen about bread? Monty?
About the fermented bread?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just got on a little while ago. I was trying to get the WebEx opened up.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'd be very happy to come back another time and really, you know, spend a little time on that.
Yeah, well, we'll work it into our thing here.
Yeah, you know, then I'll make special time. I'll take time off from work and so that I have freedom to speak.
Yeah, we don't, I do not eat any bread, and... For me, I enjoy wheat bread. I always have. My mother baked bread all the time I was growing up, and I love homemade bread, and I love bread after we got married. Clyde even took up making bread, but I just don't eat it now, and so he doesn't.
Well, that's no surprise, because the bread you were eating then is of a total different quality. The wheat... The quality of the seed of the wheat degenerates every year. Every harvest, the seed degenerates. So you can count, go back so many years. There's a whole different quality, of wheat back in those days.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that's not even talking about fermentation. So
when I was, it was about 3 years ago, I went to a nutritionist. Who told me, she says, you're allergic to wheat and you've got to get off of it. Yeah. And so I went off wheat for a while, and I didn't see anything dramatic, and pretty soon I drifted back on. But then I had a doctor tell me, he said, you have really got to leave wheat alone, which is kind of amazing for a doctor.
Huh.
But anyway, so I did go off of it, and I can't say that anything dramatic has happened for me, but I am in the process of getting better all the time.
See, there's another interesting aspect. Well, if I can say one more quick thing about it. If we eat fermented bread, not only will the gluten be of a total different quality and the wheat that the bread is made from, but that kind of bread actually strengthens our immune system versus the bread that you buy in the store that weakens our immune system.
Yeah.
I can get into that, but not today.
No, not today. It's not in the outline.
Sorry.
Okay, I guess right now we have Monty and Donna. Is there anyone else on the call? Well, I should say Coon, Monty, and Donna.
Yeah, I can't stay.
Yes, there's other people on the call. They're just not on the WebEx.
How can you tell that, Monty?
I'll give you a secret someday.
Okay. You're going to teach me all these inner workings, huh? Well, we want to welcome everybody onto the call. We are very thrilled that Ruth Williams had the foresight to bring back on these daily calls, add into it something that we had not had before. Margaret, we welcome you on the call. I think Margaret is on.
Oh, hi, Karen. Yes, this is Margaret. I just got in.
Oh, very good. We're glad to have you on.
Thank you.
Anyway, I was just expressing my gratefulness for the fact that Ruth was able to create these calls and give us this opportunity to understand health in a whole total different way. I know that when Ruth first introduced us to Mecan, and I had such dramatic results with Magnin, that I really thought, naively, I thought magnets were the whole answer to having good health. And so instead of being careful about what I was eating, I went back to my old way of eating, and pretty soon I didn't feel like I did at the first. And it finally dawned on me that what you take into your body is as important, if not more important, than magnets. But all of it plays into our having a healthy body. So with that, we welcome you to Tuesday. I feel like it's a great opportunity to not only share, but learn and better how to take care of our health. On a terrific Tuesday, this is the day that we take points, or you can report your points if you so desire. So, is there anyone on the call that would like to report their point?
Karen, I have a, I haven't been keeping my journal the way I should, and I'm working on that, but I have an average of about 7.5.
Oh, that is wonderful, Margaret. Well, you know, I am in the same boat as you. Last week after the call, I got out a little book and created my book for journaling, and I wrote down some things. And every day I keep, and here we have on our slide here, the things that we can keep track of. Well, you know what? I can keep track of it in my mind, but I find it so difficult to set aside time to journal. And so, I'm with you, Margaret. I understand that totally. Is there anyone else who would like to report their points? Well,
I had a 7 overall.
You have a 7.
Yep,
very good.
Lacking on the exercise.
Say that again?
Lacking on the exercise because of...
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can comprehend that. Well, anyone else?
Hi, this is Donna. Just yesterday I started keeping the points, but I have lost 7.8 pounds and 10.5 inches, and I have to say I feel a little bit better and have more energy.
Oh, that is great. That is wonderful. Well, I've got to make a commitment to everybody. You know, this is supposed to be terrific, transparent Tuesday. So I have to be transparent in the fact that I've not been doing a good job at keeping my journal. I do write down my weight each day. I have a chart right by my scale. So when I'm through weighing, I always write that down. But I have not been diligent about writing down what foods I'm taking in. And I know in my mind what I did, but, you know, like they point out, if you have a bad day, it's nice to go back through your journal and say, okay, now I ate this and this, and maybe that's why I had a difficult time. Anyway, so is everybody that's on the call that wants to report, have they done so? Now's your time. Okay, we want to follow through with what Donna and I had discussed last week a little bit, and Donna's going to share with you a story that she's had with some toothpaste.
My husband used to use a Total Colgate toothpaste, and for about 2 months, every morning when he'd get ready for work, I couldn't breathe, and I didn't know what it was. I thought, just thought my asthma was getting worse, you know. So then I finally did some research, and it turns out it's the TRICLOSAN, triclosan, that's in Total, it's in the Colgate Total toothpaste, and there's 30% of that one ingredient. This is the same ingredient that they use in antibacterial, to sanitize your hands. That's what they use in this too, using that product, and that's what was causing me not to be able to breathe. And sometimes I'd have to use my Preventil, my asthma inhaler. But now I'm okay since I know what it is.
Well, you know, I think that happens more times than we recognize, that we have to be aware of the things that we're exposing our bodies to, so that when something troubles, and Donna, you're a master at researching things. I tell you, you guys, we are blessed to have her on this call. Hey, Donna, tell us about what you do with your fruits and vegetables.
Well, what I do is I use my Pymeg water. I put it in a big stainless steel bowl, and I use the Bragg's vinegar, and I put about a tablespoon of the Bragg's vinegar in it, and I soak and wash my vegetables in it. And I usually let them soak for at least 10 to 15 minutes, because it also makes them very crispy and lasts longer. But once you start really washing your vegetables like this, you're going to be amazed at how much stuff is on your vegetables before you, or even your fruit, that you did not know was there.
You know, that was a concept I'd never thought of. I wash my fruits and vegetables, don't get me wrong. But I had never heard of using the vinegar to help break down whatever might be on the vegetables. So that's a wonderful idea.
Well, the reason I use the vinegar is because it kills bacteria.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Does it also cut through any, like, if there's a spray or residue on it?
I don't know. I'm not too sure about that. I just know that's what I always do.
What I've done for years is use the the Shackley Basic H, and it's a surfactant, and it means that it's not bad for the human body, and I've used that diluted way down to wash my fruits and vegetables, but I never thought of this vinegar, and I like that much better.
But, you know,
vinegar, did you say you use? Bragg's?
Bragg's. And you can do an experiment. Get a gallon-sized baggie, fill it up with Pymeg water, put a little vinegar in it, put your fruits, your vegetables in it, shake it up, and look at all the stuff that comes off the fruit or the vegetables.
Wow.
It's a lot of stuff.
Oh. You know, this is Kathleen Miller, and when my mother died, my sister-in-law turned off the deep freeze and all the meat, just a whole lot of meat just thawed. And my neighbor and friend was a physician, and he said, "Oh, Kathleen, it's still usable." My dad said that in World War One, you know, they had problems with keeping the meat like that. And take, just pour straight vinegar on it, and, you know, with a paper towel or something, wipe over it. And it'll kill stuff, and it'll make it, it's edible, it's potable. You can cook it, you have to cook it.
My goodness, that is, boy, thank you. Okay, any other ideas on fruits and vegetables? Donna, I thought that was an incredible suggestion. Tell us now about how, what you think about gluten.
Well, I have this book I read. It's in the, let me get the title here. It's called Ultra Metabolism by Mark Hyman. And he talks, I'll read this little short paragraph. What is inflammation? What is inflammation and what does it have to do with being overweight? Remarkable, new research links obesity and inflammation. Being overweight promotes inflammation and inflammation promotes obesity and a terrible vicious cycle. More than half of Americans are inflamed and most of them don't know it. Getting to the root of inflammation and cooling it off is key to reducing the obesity epidemic and your own waist size. Well, toxins make it harder to lose weight if you have toxins in your body. And gluten causes inflammation as well. So gluten makes you, you know, keep the weight on.
Hey. So that's why we're kind of anti-gluten right now.
But that just surprised me because I just ran across this article in Mark Hyman's book.
I love his book.
Okay, tell us about corn.
I forgot about that. Corn, there's another book I have. I just ran across this the other day, too. It's called The pH Miracle, Balance Your Diet, Reclaim Your Health. It's by Robert Young and Shelley Redford Young. And Robert Young is a PhD. And he talks about how corn contains 25 different mycotoxins, producing fungi, including carcinogens. Peanuts contain 26. On top of that, broken and ground nuts of any kind are ready targets for airborne mold spores and quickly become rancid. I quit eating peanuts a long time ago, I quit eating peanut butter because I didn't like the way it made me feel after I ate it. So what I eat now, I eat the hazelnut butter, and I also eat the Makona almonds roasted with sea salt, and that's what I use.
Oh, tell me which almonds.
Makona, it's Marcona.
Uh-huh.
Almonds. They're roasted with sea salt. And I bought them at BJ's the other day. Costco has them, but I like the BJ's better.
Oh, really?
And they're made by Borges.
Borges. I was just in Costco yesterday. Are they in cellophane bags, or are they in cans, or what?
They're in plastic jars, but I got these at BJ's. They have them at Costco, but they're less expensive at BJ's.
What is? Oh, I don't know what BJ's is.
Okay. It's another store like Costco.
Okay.
She's back east. Oh, well, you are too, Margaret. Okay, see,
I've heard of BJ's.
Oh, okay. But I always take these. If I have an event or something to go to, because I'm a diabetic, and sometimes I just need to eat something, And it's really amazing. You can eat 3 or 4 of these, and it's like you're full. It's really amazing, and they're delicious.
And it's almonds, right?
Right. Macona.
Do you eat any other kind of nuts? Because I kind of like them, and I just had to quit them here. I just didn't feel well at all for a couple of weeks.
Well, the mycotoxins, well, it is the mold that's on the peanuts. And peanut butter, if you open it, they say to refrigerate it. Because mold can grow in it. You don't see it, but it's there.
Wow. I've been using almond butter for a long time.
That's delicious. I love that.
So when I get it at Kroger's. We don't have, right here where I live, we don't have any health food stores. We don't have a Costco. We have a Sam's, but we have a Costco.
Sam's might have these.
Tell us about what you found out about olive oil.
Well, I was listening to Dr. Oz the other day, and he was saying olive oil, if the olive oil is from more than one source or country, then it probably is all pure olive oil. It can be canola oil, which is dangerous to us. And that's what he said.
So it's really important that we know if where the olive oil comes, that it should come from one source. Is that what you're saying?
Right. It should be one source. And I don't have it up here with me. It's downstairs. I buy an organic olive oil. It's more expensive, but it's from Spain, and it is wonderful. I gave my hairdresser, he's from Italy, and I gave him a bottle of it last time I was there, and he had to open up the bottle and taste of it, and he said it was just like his home country. That's how good it tasted, and it tasted wonderful.
Well, you know, would you spell that name, please?
I'd have to go downstairs. I can't remember the name.
Oh, well, just say it again. Maybe I can pick it out.
I don't even know the name of it. It's but you're Margaret, right? Okay.
Yes, this is Margaret talking to you.
Are you the one that sent me the email about the oregano? Maybe not. Okay. Okay, Karen.
Yeah. I want to, now that we're talking about these sort of things, I want to talk to you about a friend I had. In fact, this was like 40 years ago. he had been diagnosed with his from a doctor, and he was told that he was not going to live. A very short time he had to live. And his wife was determined that she would find out what was wrong and what was causing his illness. And she did a lot of studying, like, you know, how Donna comes up with all these wonderful ideas off of the Internet. Well, she didn't have the Internet in those days. And she just simply did a lot of research. And she started really being strict about the way Arlen was eating. That's her husband. And she took him off of everything that had any kind of possibility of a toxin in it. You know, just like we're talking about what's on our fruits and vegetables and in our peanuts and well, she was way, way ahead of any of us in discovering what her husband ought to be eating. Another thing she did, she discovered how disastrous red meat was for the human body. And so she took him off of all red meat. And, you know, in those days when she started talking to all of us this way, there were those who kind of thought she was a little far out and a little kooky. And when she would go to the grocery store, she always took Arlen with her. And every time she would pick up, you know, any fruits or vegetables, she'd put them in Arlen's hands, and then she'd do a strength test. And, you know, back in those days, nobody did strength tests. Well, she did this, and she would not, if she saw that a fruit or a vegetable caused Arlen to be a little weaker, she wouldn't buy it. Do you know that Arlen, at that time, was only given just a few months to live? Arlen is still alive today.
Wow.
He's a very old man. And it was because June had this determination to search out what was tearing his body down, and she eliminated it. Boy, she was rigid and strict about it. And so it really pays. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. It really pays to be aware of what you're taking in. All of this information that Donna has just given us this morning is critical. All the information we've been getting in other calls, these things are critical for our bodies to be able to stay healthy. Now, all my life I was told that, you know, if you want to stay away from meat in general, that you needed to have complete protein. Now, I'm not a vegetarian, but I do stay away from red meat, and I eat a little bit of chicken and turkey, and sometimes I really think that those are not good because of the way they're taken care of. But I do like freshwater fish. Anyway, going back to having complete proteins, did you know that if you combine black beans and brown rice, it is supposed to be a complete protein? If you combine pinto beans with corn, and you know what I think is interesting is that black beans and brown rice, that is the national dish for all Brazilians. Pinto beans and corn is a very typical dish for the people from Mexico. And I think that's interesting that these people took grains that they had and they combined them and it gave them a complete protein. At least that's what I was always told, that you had to combine these foods. But now I just recently learned that that's not necessarily true. If you will eat a variety of fruits and vegetables that are high in protein throughout the day, your body will make them into a complete protein, which I thought was really good information, because sometimes we wonder if we're getting enough protein in our diets, and this is something that I thought was really good information. You know, we're going to share with all of you, I hope you have your pencils and papers ready, we're going to share with you some recipes. Donna has a bean salad recipe she's going to share with you, and I'm going to share with you feijoada, which is the Brazilian national dish. So, Donna, tell us what you put into your bean salad.
Okay, I sort of made this up myself. I use white onion. I chop it up fairly fine. I use black olives. I don't chop them up, though.
Do you use what kind of olives?
Black olives.
Okay.
I use fresh garlic, and you kind of just put what you want to your taste in it. I use like 3 or 4, but I like garlic, you know, 3 or 4 cloves. And then I put chickpeas, and chickpeas, garbanzo beans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Celery, and I chop the celery up in smaller pieces. And I use red kidney beans. And I use the Italian beans. I think the way you pronounce them are cannellini beans.
And say that again, after the red kidney. What kind of beans?
Cannellini beans. They're Italian beans. They're like a white bean.
Yeah, I think I know. Okay.
And then what I do is I buy an organic Italian dressing to put over it, and I mix it up. But I buy, in Virginia, we have giant food stores, and I buy the Nature's Promise, which is their brand. But I buy the organic Italian dressing. It has a little bit of sugar in it, but it contains no high fructose corn syrup. And I like the salad. You know, as days go by, it gets even taste even better. But I like it because it's, like, crunchy. And I have to say, I looked up last night the alkalinity of these different things, and black olives are least alkaline, chickpeas are low acid, celery is alkaline, red kidney beans are low acid. And the book I look at, this is a really good book. It's called The Acid Alkaline Suicide. And it's by Dr. Susan E. Brown and Mary Trivera, T-R-I-B-I-E-R-I, Jr. It's about $7 or $8, and it has the whole list of the pH balance of the food. It's just easier to look in this. And I just, you can use other beans, too. You might want to use, you know, the lighter kidney beans, colored ones, or you probably even use azuki beans.
Well, that sounds delicious. I think I'm
going to. Yeah, it does.
It is, and I like to have it as a snack in between because it's pretty.
Now, what we're going to do, if you weren't able to write fast enough, Donna and I are going to send our recipes to Ruth, and then when she gets back home, she could email these out to everybody that's on the call. But we kind of want to get into a routine, if you guys are all willing, to bring on some really neat recipes, because I believe that for us to really support our healthy way of eating, that we need some interesting ways to create our menus, right?
I agree.
Yeah. So all of you be thinking about things that could contribute and help us to have an interesting menu when we serve our family. Now, I've got to tell you, I have two son-in-laws who are from Brazil. I have a daughter who spent a year in Brazil, and I have a son-in-law who went on a mission to Brazil. So our family is very well exposed to Brazilian food. And there is a dish that's called feijoada, and it's the Brazilian national dish. And it is really simple. We just had it last Sunday. And, you know, if my grandchildren know that we're serving feijoada, they are in seventh heaven. Now, listen, it's brown rice, and you just, you know, cook normal brown rice. And then I cook black beans. And then you take the black beans and you chop up any vegetable you can think of. We do olives, celery, tomato, onion. And you wouldn't believe that my little grandkids love onions. I keep telling them those are a wonderful food to be eating. And then, cucumbers. What else do we put on there? You can do bell peppers, lettuce that's chopped up, anything you want to. Now, a lot of members of my family, they feel like that they have to have sour cream on top of it. But I don't do that. And I personally think it tastes better without the sour cream. But anyway, so you take your rice and put it on your plate, then you put the black beans over that, and then you put all these vegetables, and I have each vegetable in a different bowl, and those who don't, now like I have some in our family that don't like tomatoes, so they don't put tomatoes on. But anything that you want on, you put it onto your own plate. And so you're getting a whole complete meal with fresh vegetables and your protein all in one fell swoop. Now, and we do have grated cheese. And once again, I don't put the grated cheese on because I'm staying away from the cheese. But anyway, that's my recipe for all of you. And I promise you that your family will love this one. It's really good, and it's not complicated at all. So, any questions?
Karen, this is Donna. I went downstairs and I got my bottle of olive oil. It's called Napa Valley Naturals Extra Virgin Organic Olive Oil from the Mediterranean.
Napa Valley, sounds like that's California.
Napa Valley, natural, did it say?
Naturals, Napa Valley Naturals. Extra virgin organic olive oil, but it's kosher also, and it's the first cold pressing I believe it's a product of Spain. Oh, it's a product of USA. No, it's bottled in USA. But I believe it's from Spain, this one is. There's a website. It's www.NapaValleyNaturals.com.
Well, our time is just about out, and we would love to take ideas, suggestions from all of you at this time, or any questions.
Okay, thanks for the recipes and for all the helpful information. It's been great today. Good call.
Well, it's just super today. I really appreciate the recipes. There's a lot of things I can't eat, but there are so many more that I can, but it's so hard to research them all and get it together and learn it to be able to just prepare it and have it. So I'm on a learning curve all the time.
Well,
and I really appreciate your whole presentation, and both of you, whatever you say is good.
I
always want more.
We want all of you to also bring onto the call your favorite recipes, because we all need to benefit by the really good things that you've discovered.
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay, are there any questions or any other questions?
I've got a question for you. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, what was the name of that acid alkaline book? I've had a hard time hearing Donna this morning. She seems very soft.
It's called The Acid Alkaline Food Guide.
Okay, I got the acid alkaline and then you fainted away.
Oh, it's by Dr. Susan E. Brown. And
Susan
E. Brown.
And spell the last name.
B-R-O-W-N.
G or G as in George?
B as in Bob.
Oh, B as in Bob.
You know what?
Pardon me?
Okay, what was the name of the book again? Acid Alkaline what?
Food Guide.
Food Guide?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
That the recipe you gave Karen for that... Yeah, how do you spell that?
I don't know how to spell it. It's Portuguese, and I barely get my mouth around it. I'll tell you how I spell it, but I know it's not correct. I spell it F-A-S-U-W-A, but it's the Brazilian national.
Okay, yeah, see, that reminds me of Hawaiian haystacks.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we appreciate all of you and your comments, and we are signing off.
And if you want to send recipes to me at steve@allswell.org, I can post them on the website.
Now, that's Steve. Say that again.
steve@allswell, that's allswell.org.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Sure. steve@allswell.org.
And you know, if you do a Google search for Brazilian national food dish, it gives you how to spell it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Donna, you're a master at the searching out things.
Only because I've had to do it for my own self, and that's why I've learned so much. But I'm glad to share with people.
Yeah,
I'd sure like to be able to contact you just personally to get some more sometimes.
Donna?
Uh-huh.
Kathleen Miller.
Do you want me to give you my email address?
Oh, yes, please.
It's neighbors, N-A-B-O-R-S, Yes. Wellness, WELLNESS at yahoo.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll see all of you tomorrow. Well, we'll listen to all of you tomorrow morning.
Sounds great.
Have a good day.
Oh, you too.
Back
Hi.
At you. Have fun.
Peace and Karen and Donna. Thank you.
Bye.